1. Do you wear a watch? Yes, I do. I have a mechanical watch. I got it as a gift from my husband. Because I'm always late, he bought it for me as a reminder not to be late, but I don't wear it on a daily basis. I used to wear a watch every day in the past to keep track of time. But now my smartphone can help me do that job much better. I only wear my watch sometimes as jewelry, too. Have you ever gotten a watch as a gift? As I said, my husband gifted me with a mechanical watch several years ago. On my birthday, I really treasure this watch because it's somehow a representation of my husband's care for me. It reminds me of not being late for some reasons. 3. Why do some people wear expensive watches? The most important reason someone wants to wear a luxury timepiece is to demonstrate that they can afford it. They also use it to show off their wealth and perhaps their social status. 4. Do you think it is important to wear a watch? Why? I think it's not as important as before. Nowadays, we have smartphones that we can use to check the time, which is incredibly convenient. I think wearing a watch in this computer-dependent generation is not a must. It is mainly for fashion. 5. What kinds of watches do you like to wear? Well, I am keen on wearing a mechanical watch because there are various watches for me to choose from. Furthermore, it is well known for high-quality products and great guarantees. 6. What do you use to keep track of time? I definitely use my mobile phone. It's easy and convenient to use. Whether I do some tests or cook something, I usually use it. 7. When is it important for you to be on time? I think it's really essential to be punctual, especially for school, work, or something like this IELTS exam. Punctuality means that we work professionally and show that we respect others' time as well. 8. Are you punctual? Actually, I am hardly on time. I was late for meetings with my friends several times. I know it's a bad habit, but for some reason, no matter how hard I try, I always seem to end up being late for things. And I'm working on it. 9. How do you feel when others are late? Well, I guess it kind of depends, because I mean, if there's a good reason for being late, you know, like getting stuck in traffic, then I don't really mind that much. But you know, if the person does not have any excuse, I suppose I might feel a bit annoyed. 10. How do you feel when you are late? I feel pretty bad. Especially if I've kept the other person waiting for a long time. So if I know I'm going to be late, I will always try to let the person know in advance, you know, like send them a text message or something, so at least they know when to expect me. 11. How do you think you could be on time to improve more often? I guess the best thing to do would be to be prepared in advance. So, for example, if it normally takes me, say, half an hour to get to the city center. It's easy to get stuck in a traffic jam, and then I should probably leave home for about an hour to beat the traffic. 12. When does time seem to move fast, and when does it seem to move slowly? Well, I think most people would agree that time flies fast when we're having fun. For example, whenever I watch TikTok, it always seems that only 5 or 10 minutes have passed, but in actual fact, it's probably been an hour, and time normally goes slowly when we're bored or experience economic or financial hardship. For example, I remember at school, some of my classes felt like they would never end, such as history, when in fact they were just, like, 45 minutes long. 13. If you could go back in time, what would you do differently? That's a good question. What would I do differently? Well, first of all, if I could travel or go back in time, I would definitely spend more time learning and practicing IELTS, because, you know, I never really practiced that much when I was younger. And I kind of regret it now. 14. If you could have more time, what would you do? I would definitely spend more time with my parents because I work and live in HCM while my parents reside in my hometown, Dong Thap Province, which is about 200 kilometers from HCM, so we hardly meet each other, and I know that my parents are getting older and older. So I want to spend as much time as possible with my parents. Spending time with my parents is really precious to me. 15. Why is time valuable? This is an interesting question. I agree that time is the most powerful force and the most valuable asset in the universe. Nobody can control or stop it. Once it's gone, it's gone forever. Unlike money, we can't earn more time. 16. Has the way you keep track of time changed since your childhood? Yes. Definitely. When I was a child, I looked at a clock most of the time to know what time it was or asked SB for the time. But now, I just take a look at my phone. 17. If you could change one part of your time management, what would that be and why? Given a chance to adjust my schedule, I would add more time to spend with my parents. Because I work and live in HCM while my parents reside in my hometown, Dong Thap Province, which is about 200 kilometers from HCM. So we hardly meet each other, and I know that my parents are getting older and older. So I want to spend as much time as possible with my parents. Spending time with my parents is really precious to me.